This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nikmat Tuhan yang manakah yang kamu dustakan?
That was a trailer from the movie Pesan Dari Tuhan, which was directed and produced by local film director Irma Fatima. She has since decided to pull that movie off TV3 segment last Sunday night after being told to make significant cuts of up to 40 edits. The movie is a story about a family's power and inheritance struggle between the main characters on electing the village leader until it was too late and the village was destroyed by floods. The authorities demanded that scenes of the election process be cut because it was politically sensitive. Here are some of the clips that have been posted on her social media site, which are scenes that are allegedly disputed and deemed politically sensitive.
Kalau saya diberikan 1,000 orang kampung ni bersama-sama dengan saya, saya percaya kita mampu mengubah kampung ni menjadi Putrajaya. Langkah banyak aku dulu kalau dia betul-betul nak rampas tempat arwah bapak aku.
Jadi menteri ke? Setakat jadi ketua kampung je.
That was a clip of the central characters fighting for the role of ketua kampung. Another scene depicted the wife of the ketua kampung holding up a gold necklace, which she thinks is one of the perks of being in power.
Inilah orang kata bini ketua kampung. Bolehlah saya melarang dengan benda ni. Tak adalah saya malu sangat nak jalan sebelah awak nanti.
The initial uproar on social media revolved around the initial perception that the film was banned. What actually happened was that Irma had pulled the movie off TV3. The chairman of the Film Censorship Board, Dato' Abdul Halim bin Abdul Hamid, has now confirmed the movie is not banned.
Yeah, dia berfikir it's not banned. Kan? Kita pun tak ada potong jari. Kalau dia penerbit film kan, biasanya dia will come, kalau ada issue, dia will come and discuss with me. Kadang-kadang dia akan buat DVD, dia minta saya, kita preview. Dan kita preview, kita bagi ini, kita panggil dia, kita bincang balik. Kita bagi tahu lah, kalau filem ni, kalau kita akan luluskan, macam ni, mungkin ada potongan, ha? Mungkin kita berikan special 18 ke atau 13. Saya rasa filem-filem Melayu ni biasa sangat kita potong. Very common. Censorship ni memang ada kan.
Halim has not watched the disputed film because an official application on the edits of the movie was not made to him, as it only went to the Film Censorship Board's offices at TV3 for the initial preview.
Saya tak komen, saya tak tengok filem tu macam mana. Dia sebenarnya saya dapat maklumat daripada ahli LPF di Media Prima. Media Prima bagi pada LPF cara untuk buat preview. So yeah, and then probably there's some comment lah from ahli panel di Media Prima sana, TV3. But then Media Prima tidak secara official lah, submit filem tu untuk ditapis. There is no report lah. Because dia punya laporan tapisan filem di sana, bila dia masuk report, kita akan lulus di pejabat di sini. It's not apa officially being censored. But saya pun tak tahu apa berapa banyak potongan, apa scene yang potong tu.
Halim believes his officers are the ones who suggested the edit. So the suggested edits were not made officially. So what's the actual process like for a film to be broadcast on national TV?
Ahli LPF ditempatkan, ditumpangkan di bangunan sana. Dan dia buat tapisan di sana. And then the film tu, the report will come to us in Putrajaya. Then we give the approval. Bila kita approval tu, maknanya baru filem tu boleh ditayangkan di TV. Kalau benda tu dia tak berhati apa, dia boleh datang bincang dengan saya. Kalau filem-filem yang nak tayangkan kat panggung kan, dia orang kan tengok first round, bila dia, bila kita keluar laporan, kalau dia punya penerbit tak berhati, dia datang berjumpa dengan saya, nak buat rayuan apa semua, dan saya tuntut filem tu, mungkin kadang saya pertimbangkan. Dia orang tak setuju, keputusan LPF, dia boleh bawa kepada lembaga jawatankuasa rayuan filem, JKRF. Maknanya it is a Media Prima decision lah not to submit kepada LPF untuk buat tapisan secara rasmi.
Film historian Hassan Muthalib, who has been in the film scene for over half a century, feels that Irma's decision to pull the movie was the right choice.
Well, in the first place, I would like to applaud Irma Fatima for standing her ground. It's high time somebody did something like this, because too much interference has been going on with the film industry. And the industry is already plagued with a lot of problems, and this is adding to it, and many people are losing their money because their films get banned, get censored, and all kinds of funny things that are going on. So we do not know exactly what is going on in this country. I'm wondering, why do they want to ban that when it is already open? They are openly asking people to vote for them, which is already very wrong. So if it is happening, why is it that we cannot show it? For instance, like Jalan Pintas, directed by Namrud, they wanted to do 18 cuts, and he refused. So the film doesn't go on air, and the producer loses money. So I cannot understand why they are so sensitive.
Hassan is the author of a book titled Malaysian Cinema in a Bottle. He refuses to put the blame solely on the censorship board.
Well, I think it's not the censor board. It's the people above them. For instance, there were films that were already passed by the censor board. Then suddenly one person speaks up in the newspaper, and then these people come into the picture and they interview five people who had not seen the film. And I'm talking about Lelaki Komunis Terakhir, which was passed by the censor board, but then they interviewed five people and gave them a leading question. Should such a film be made? Because it was supposed to be about, the title is The Last Communist, but there were absolutely no communists shown in the film. Now, the other one is The New Village, which was passed, and then again, these people came into the picture, and then it got banned on the pretext that it was promoting a wrong version of the history. I would like to question who is actually subverting our history now.
Hassan believes that films nowadays focus too much on entertainment and slapstick humour and not enough on themes that make the audience think and reflect on. Do we have filmmakers who use movies as a form of social critique? And how important is it for our audience to watch movies with different themes?
Many Malay filmmakers in the last few years have been very, very critical, but they do it very obliquely. For instance, Mamat Khalid's films have a lot of political comment and criticism against the establishment. And of course, Namrud. And even in the Chinese language films, you can see this criticism in the underlying layer. Now, if you are able to read beyond the surface structure, you can find that these criticisms have been building up over the years, since the year 2000, when the independent filmmakers found it so easy to make feature films using digital means. So there are young people today who are very concerned at what the future holds for them, for their children, and for their grandchildren. So they have to keep on making this criticism so that other citizens can, look at it and make their own decisions. Now, this is what is called as an act of citizenship. So every citizen has got the right to speak out about what is going wrong with the nation.
Despite all these limitations by the authorities, Hassan believes our local directors are able to produce good quality films.
In the last few years, we have seen a new group of filmmakers, very young filmmakers, who are really, really up there. And I can mention people like Nik Amir Mustafa, Namrud, T. Rahman. If they were really given the full freedom, they can do wonderful things and bring our country's films to the next level, which is global. But you see, in 30 over years of FINAS being around, being funded by the taxpayers' money, they have not succeeded in anything in bringing our films overseas, except that now with Dato' Kamil Osman, who succeeded mightily at MDEC to bring our animation films overseas, perhaps he can do something because he is someone who understands film. Right now, I cannot see it heading anywhere, except for one or two people trying to market it overseas. Other than that, we have to wait for FINAS now under Dato' Kamil to see in which direction it's going to take, because there are certain problems that needs to be overcome, like Wajib Tayang. Wajib Tayang, they line up and their films go into the screen, whether it's good or bad. So now I think he is going to stop all this and make sure that only the good ones will get in, and so the audience has got a better selection.
That was Hassan Muthalib, film historian and author of Malaysian Cinema in a Bottle. Earlier, we heard from the chairman of the Film Censorship Board, Dato' Abdul Halim bin Hamid. I'm Aisha Tajuddin, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.